In a moment of great economic uncertainty, a group of oil-producing countries announced a major cut to production today. OPEC Plus, which includes Russia, says it will cut 2 million barrels of oil a day. That'll likely send fuel prices higher heading into the winter months, and it could have implications for Russia's war in Ukraine. Herman Wang is managing editor at S&P Global Platts. He covers OPEC in the Middle East. He is at the group's meeting in Vienna, where the news was announced today. Herman, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm coming to you live from the OPEC press room.
Well, and we're glad you're there because this is OPEC's biggest drop in oil production in more than 2 years. Why cut 2 million barrels a day? What's the goal?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you've seen is that oil prices have been sliding on these fears of a global recession. And really, we think about oil being the lifeblood of these economies, of these OPEC and now OPEC plus countries. They really want to try and prop that up. And so, when they see ahead danger signs of a global recession, one response to that is to try and cut production to raise prices. And that's what they've done. It's obviously touched a nerve with the White House and other consuming countries. But they're seeing that as their sovereign right to try and defend their economic lifeblood.
Well, for some context here, the world consumes about 100 million barrels a day. How much impact is losing 2 million barrels going to have on the price of oil and eventually gasoline?
Right, yeah. So that headline amount of 2 million barrels per day, that's, yeah, like you said, about 2% of the global market, 100 million barrel per day market that we typically consume. And so that's not an insignificant amount, really. I mean, although one thing that we got to talk about when you talk about OPEC plus decisions, you know, the devil's in the details, and what you've had evolve over the last few years is that several countries, whether that's due to internal dysfunction or U.S. sanctions or war, they really haven't been able to fulfill the production quotas. So when OPEC plus says they're going to produce at a certain level, in reality, they can't produce that full amount. So and really only a few countries are able to hit those quotas, and that's Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and to a lesser extent, Kuwait and Iraq. So when we talk about 2 million barrels per day of cuts, those are cuts to production quotas. The actual real practical cut we're talking about here is probably closer to 800,000 barrels per day, which is spread mostly between the Saudi Arabia and the UAE. That's still the largest cut since the pandemic started. When the pandemic started back in March 2020, they instituted a historic 9.7 million barrel per day cut. That was the largest coordinated production cut in OPEC history. They've been unwinding that as the global economy has recovered from the pandemic. And then the big question has been, well, now what are they going to do next? And especially with this relationship with Russia, now that they've invaded Ukraine, Russia's becoming a Western pariah. So there's a whole geopolitical element to it.
Let's get into Russia. Russia was a part of this decision. Russia depends heavily on energy revenues for its economy and its war in Ukraine. How much does this help Russia?
I think it helps Russia a lot, you know, and it's really a sticking a finger in the eye of the West, really, if you look at it from Russia's perspective. They need higher oil prices to try and fund their war effort, and this is part of that. And they've been able to convince their counterparts within OPEC Plus to help them support them in this effort. Now, Saudi Arabia and the rest of OPEC, they would say that, well, we've been coordinating with Russia on production cuts since December 2016. This is way before anyone even thought about, talked about invading Ukraine. And so, this and everything they do is in the interest of balancing the market, trying to support stability in the oil market. I mentioned before that we've seen a slide in oil prices in recent weeks due to fears of a global recession. They would say that what they're doing is purely in the interest of supply and demand fundamentals. Obviously, however, there is a geopolitical element to it. And when you insert, you know, what the White House's reaction to this, they're talking about this decision being short-sighted and saying they're exploring options with Congress on how to curb OPEC's market power. That obviously is a geopolitical element into what's been decided.
That's right. And we remember President Biden spent a lot of political capital trying to keep oil production up when he visited Saudi Arabia in July and fist-bumped the crown prince. Let's leave it there, though. Herman Wang of S&P Global Platts joining us from the OPEC meeting in Vienna, Austria. Herman, thank you so much for your time.
Sure.